President Trump's announcement of that limited bilateral trade agreement with Mexico to replace NAFTA is being very closely watched by the farming community. Now, you recall, this is a preliminary agreement in principle. That means it is not a finished product, and it has to clear Congress. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue saluted the tentative trade deal, saying, and I'm quoting him here, "This breakthrough demonstrates that the president's common sense strategy of holding trading partners accountable will produce results." But what kind of results? And what is the farming community hoping for? Here with us is Jim Byram, president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. Jim, what do you think of this tentative trade deal with Mexico?
Well, I think, first of all, we're pretty excited that at least there's progress on one front with all the trade upheaval that's occurring around the country and around the world. This is a first step, as you indicated. It's an agreement in principle. They're now reaching out to the Canadians to try to make this a trilateral agreement. We hope that happens because in many cases, supply chains do traverse all three countries and involve all three countries. So it's going to be important that Canadians be involved. But this is a step forward. At least there's an agreement in principle. The irony is there's not a whole lot of change we don't see or haven't seen yet from what the original NAFTA proposed. Certainly there's some updating and some of the documentation allowing for electronic commerce, those sort of things, resolving some food safety and sanitation challenges. So there's been some progress, but overall it's basically, one more time, a re-agreement, if you will, of the original NAFTA provisions. And we're pretty happy about that. But we think the biggest step forward is that there's progress that we haven't been seeing for the last couple of months.
So I was wondering whom this might help the most, but you're saying you don't think there's going to be great changes from what's been in place under NAFTA?
I don't think there's going to be a lot of change. I think it's just it's updating the agreement. And the Trump administration has said several times one of the things that needs to happen is updating the agreement. And this particularly refers to agricultural issues. I understand there are some changes in manufacturing requirements. That's much different than what I would look at. But from our standpoint, basically, it's a reaffirmation, if you will, of some of the past provisions. It's still we maintain a zero tariff status for agricultural goods. That existed before. So really, we're just excited there's a little progress. We just need a whole lot more.
Remind us, Jim Byram, just how much of Michigan's agriculture economy is dependent on those markets in Mexico. I mean, I know it's significant for dry beans, particularly black beans and soybeans, but give us a sense of just how important a deal is.
It's interesting to note that when the Mexican challenges occurred, that we saw dairy prices drop, we saw black bean prices drop, we saw other commodity prices drop. Mexico is either our number one, number two, or number three trading partner for dairy, for dry beans, for soybeans, and for a whole lot of other commodities. So they are very, very important. It's absolutely critical we have that solid reputation, that solid relationship with our neighbor to the south.
How about corn?
Corn is important as well. There's a lot of corn that goes that direction. There may be more ethanol going that direction. But again, it's going to be really challenging for all of us to reestablish, if you will, some of those relationships that we've had in many cases for decades and decades that were somewhat fractured with some of this upheaval. But we're confident that with this step forward, we at least have a path that we can re-energize and re-engage.
Yeah, with this uncertainty over the last months, how much damage do you think really was done?
It's interesting to note that the Mexicans were looking at alternative suppliers for several commodities. My sense is, however, that with this agreement, some would contend that they're going to now just return to the U.S. fold and continue to buy at levels they did previously. We're very concerned that is not going to be the case. We're concerned about the fact that it may not occur because it's important that suppliers and traders have solid, reliable relationships and consistent relationships. And if anything, over the last few months, we've seen some of those relationships and some of that reliability tarnished. And that's our major concern. We hope we can reestablish and reaffirm the relationships we had previously. We're going to be working very hard to do that. We'll just have to wait and see.
Was it worth it, do you think, to have this new deal?
We are excited there's a new deal. Is the pain then worth the gains in agriculture? As I indicated, there really hasn't been much change in agriculture from what the prior NAFTA agreement held. In manufacturing, I know that was the primary target, and I'm not familiar with what some of those issues may be. But from our standpoint, we're just happy to be back in the game.
You know, we still have the tariffs in China. How worried are you about those?
Well, we have a tariff in China. We have a tariff in the EU. We are very worried about it. Of course, the USDA announced an assistance program for agriculture this week also. That's going to help to some extent, help producers. But it's not going to help those that have contracts or had contracts and had marketing agreements with customers in China, the EU, and elsewhere for that matter. We're very concerned about the long-term trade relationships around the world.
And we know earlier this summer, it was in July, that the Trump administration announced $12 billion in subsidies for American farmers to offset the effects of these Trump tariffs. So what's the latest on this? Do you have any idea when they'll be available and what that might do to help farmers on the ground in Michigan?
Well, they were announced yesterday, some of the detail. The payments will start soon, but for most farmers, those payments aren't going to start until they have completed harvest. So that's not going to happen until a farmer's all done with their harvest for the year. And then they'll receive a certain amount per bushel for soybeans. Soybeans were treated much more aggressively than other commodities. There's going to be some government procurement of commodities that have been damaged by retaliatory tariffs. There's going to be a major Navy bean purchase, which helps us in Michigan. There's going to be several other opportunities to try to enhance trade. The challenge is tariffs really stop commerce. And that's what we're seeing happen around the world for not just dry beans, of course, but certainly with pork going into China, soybeans going into China, and the Chinese are aggressively looking for alternative suppliers or alternative sources of feed.
Jim, as this is all still getting sorted out, what will you be watching most closely?
We're going to be watching the detail. You know, it's going to be really important, even with a Mexican agreement, that we look at what the detail is. You know, it's the old adage, the devil's in the details, and we'll see what's there. We may be pleasantly surprised. I hope so. I hope we see a major progress with Canada. I hope we see progress with China, and hope we see it with the EU. The whole issue is for us that we in the United States, and in Michigan especially, produce a whole lot more than we can consume here. We have to export. We have to be able to move these products and these commodities around the world. So it's going to be interesting to watch. And the other thing that some people tend to forget is Congress has to act on any of these agreements. The Mexican agreement, if it comes forward as a standalone bilateral, the president will give 90-day notice to Congress. Then Congress will have a simple up or down vote on the agreement. So while we're talking about the negotiation with the administration, it's going to be interesting how Congress views these.
Jim Byram, president of the Michigan Agribusiness Association. Jim, thank you so much.
Have a great day.